Also, while we're talking to Mark, just want to remind you something else. The other day, Casey Hendrickson had a great interview with Senator Harry Reid. If you go to KXNT.com and scroll down to the right side of that screen, you'll see the interview with Casey and Senator Harry Reid. iPod, it's right there on our website, and you can listen to that at your comfort. I think you'll get a kick out of it. A lot of things went back and forth between those two. And also right there above that interview, you'll notice there's Mark Levin's reaction to part of that interview. And I think you'll really get a kick out of his reaction as well. That was pretty interesting. And we played that back the same day we played some of the interview with Casey and Senator Reid. So, again, check that out at KXNT.com, and that's where you'll find all this stuff, and no problem at all. The book, by the way, is called Liberty and Tyranny. It's a conservative manifesto, and if you've probably heard Mark interviewed on Rush Limbaugh's show. I heard it the other day when I was going out for that stand down. I got the chance to hear the whole interview with Mark. It was a great interview. And then I watched his interview last night with Sean Hannity on The Hannity Show on Fox News Channel, and really fascinated by this. It's a relatively short book, but it is a book that talks about conservative values and the whole conservative movement today and where it's headed and where it's come from, I guess. So Rush actually likened it to one of the books written by Barry Goldwater many years ago, a conservative manifesto. Way back, it was one of Goldwater's early books. And again, I have not read Mark's book yet, did not get it in time, but I understand it is a fascinating book and should be arriving any day. So when I get the chance to read it, I'll let you know what my thoughts are. But right now, let's talk to the great one himself and find out a little bit about Liberty and Tyranny, a conservative manifesto. Mark, good morning. Welcome to the morning show here at KXNT.
Alan Stock, my brother, how are you?
I am doing great. How you doing?
Very well. Did you ever get a new jacket, by the way?
I have not got a new jacket yet, although I've had some people say I should get one and get it signed again by people this year. We should, auction it off again and get money together for the great cause that we did last time. So I might consider that. You like that jacket. It was a great jacket, wasn't it?
Well, just don't get a raincoat. You know what I mean?
No, I shouldn't do that. Some people would wonder about that. Hey, listen, I saw you with Sean last night, by the way.
Do you know they brought a Fox truck to the bunker? Can you believe that?
Oh, that was the bunker itself. I didn't realize that.
Isn't
okay.
That amazing? Yeah, well, at least part of the bunker.
Part of the bunker. It was a great interview last night. And I also caught your interview with Rush about a week ago or so. Another terrific interview. The book is Liberty and Tyranny, a Conservative Manifesto. And my copy has not arrived yet. I know it's in the mail.
What do you mean your copy hasn't arrived?
Well, I appreciate it. I know you sent it, but it hasn't arrived yet. But I do have some questions I do want to ask you about it, and I'm very curious to know. I want to know what motivated you or what inspired you to write this particular book. It's not a very long book, I understand, but what motivated you or what inspired you to write the book?
Well, it's 250-some pages, so it's about average length when you consider footnotes. What inspired me was, a couple of years ago, I really got sick and tired of people telling me that conservatism is dead. I got sick and tired of these phony conservatives writing in the New York Times and other places telling us that we conservatives are stupid, to let go, to make peace with the statists, with the leftists, that we need to change our principles in order to accommodate the current winds. I said, this is completely and utterly wrong as a matter of history. In fact, so I was going to write this sooner, but then, my dog passed away, and I wrote Rescuing Sprite. But then I got back to this.
Which is a great book, by the way.
But thank you, sir. Well, I got back to this, and I said, you know what? I'm going to go to the beginning. Why am I a conservative? Why is that the right thing to be? Why are they who they are on the other side? And why is that the wrong thing to be? So I literally started with Plato and Aristotle and Cicero and worked my way through. I'd read these things before, but I wanted to reacquaint myself. John Locke, who had enormous influence on the founders, I wanted to know, why were the founders so great? How did they know this stuff, and yet so many people today don't? That's the journey I went on. It's not a memoir about me in any respect. It is a journey for conservatives to understand who they are, why we are on the right side of history, why our philosophy is the only humane philosophy, and why it is the only philosophy that can defeat these folks who are in office today. There is no other alternative.
You know, I look back at the founders of modern conservatism here in the United States, and I look back at my political heroes, particularly Barry Goldwater and Ronald Reagan, and I'm wondering, who are the people on the national playboard today who are carrying the mantle of conservative ideology?
Well, there's some who want to. They haven't gotten there yet. And this is another thing. We can't always rely on Moses. Moses doesn't come, you know, that often to lead us to the promised land. We have to rely on ourselves. We're going to get leaders out of the population, from the citizenry. And that's why it's so darn important that more and more citizens understand the wisdom of our ways. So this book is for thinkers, but it's also for parents and grandparents. It's also for high school students and college students. So we can start now, today, to build this effort. And the leaders will come. They will come right out of our own communities. If we are to pick from the Republican establishment today, for the most part, we're going to get more of the same. We need some new blood. We need some new approaches to solid principles.
We had some new blood with someone like Sarah Palin, who represented someone who was fresh, and the mainstream media skewered her something fierce, and I don't think she'll ever run for national office again because I think they bloodied her something terrible.
Well, maybe, maybe not. The fact is, if she was at the top of the ticket, we might actually have won this thing. McCain was so awful. And you know, Obama only got 52.7% of the vote despite the economic situation. So he is eminently defeatable, and so are many of these Democrats. The problem is we are not providing people with anything to rally behind. And we are also listening to false prophets who claim to be conservatives, but they're not, and who keep telling us to abandon our principles. What, you know, I don't think we should just be superficial about this. We're for liberty, and they're not, even though that's true. I think we need to know more and understand more, which is the point of the book, so we're extremely confident in our approach. We know how to debate these other folks. And more important, we can spread our knowledge to a brand new generation of people, the generation that's right behind us.
All right, stay with me, would you please?
I will, sir.
I'm going to put you on hold for a moment. We're going to take a quick break. We come on back. We're going to continue with the great one, Mark Levin. You can catch him every afternoon, of course, at 3 o'clock live right here at News Radio 840 KXNT. We've got him right now to talk about his new book, Liberty and Tyranny, A Conservative Manifesto. And we'll continue talking to Mark Levin next on News Radio 840 KXNT.
Now back to KXNT's Morning Source. Here's Alan Stock on News Radio 840 KXNT.
Thank you, Kristen. It's 724 here at News Radio 840 KXNT. A good morning to you. And joining us right now on the KXNT Live Line, the author of the number one best-selling book in America right now, it's Liberty and Tyranny, A Conservative Manifesto, the great one, Mark Levin. Number one. You
Harry
ought to be proud
Reed?
Of that.
Where's Harry Reid?
Where's what?
Harry Reid.
What about Harry Reid?
Where is he? Can we get him on right now?
I'm not sure. He can't. He doesn't like to come on live. He likes to come on, you know, recorded in case they have to do something. He doesn't do a live interview usually. We've invited him before, and you know, and
you know, I'm going to come out there and campaign against him. You know that, right?
Are you threatened to do that? Are you serious?
No, I'm going to. Do we have a candidate against this guy yet?
You know that
one that hasn't been indicted, perhaps?
No, we don't. We don't. As a matter of fact, that was one of the things I wanted to ask you. Also, okay.
Yeah.
You know, how is the conservative movement going to retake control of the Republican Party that seemed to have lost its way? I mean, the Bushes and McCains, let's be honest about it, were not all that conservative, both Bushes, by the way. So, I mean, the Republican Party has really lost its conservative way. And we've been talking about this on the air for the last couple of months or so. Who can run against Harry Reid? And some people mention a couple of old commissioners and people like that. But, you know, no one of any great excitement that really has a chance of raising enough money to mount a successful campaign against Harry Reid.
Well, this gives an opportunity to a young, articulate, aggressive, charismatic state representative or state senator. And they need to step forward, or people need to encourage them. You know, Ronald Reagan wasn't all that excited about running for governor. But a kitchen cabinet got together, very wealthy men, and they went to Reagan and said, look, we need you. We need a new governor. We need a conservative. We need somebody who we think can win. Nobody knew him. I mean, they knew him from his acting, but not much else. And these were very wealthy men who got together and, you know, decided the hell with the Republican Party. We're going to try and get him nominated. We're not going through the usual establishment. And that's what they did. This is what it takes. It takes people who are serious about their country, who are going to be active citizens, and rather than get up every morning and say, what are we going to do? How are we going to do? It's not we. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? And that will make the difference. So I say to our fellow patriots who are listening, what are you going to do to get a good candidate to run against Harry Reid so I can come out there and help kick his ass? Because that guy deserves to be defeated and defeated badly, and that would be the beginning of the end of the Obama-Reid-Pelosi era, right there in Nevada. Nevada is ground zero. We got to do it.
No, I agree, because you know Pelosi's not going to get kicked out because they love her in her Bay Area.
All we have to do is push her into minority status, and she's irrelevant, especially in the House of Representatives where the minority has such little power given the parliamentary situation.
No, you're right. It would be very symbolic to get Harry Reid out of there. It would be a great thing. It would be the beginning of the knocking down of the wall right there. I agree with you. I'm just, again, we try to think about who we could run against him, and no viable name has come up where people
I'm
get excited.
Casey, maybe.
Casey Hendrickson?
Yeah. The hell's wrong with that idea?
Well, you know, nothing. I mean, Casey would be a great candidate, and he and Harry would debate, and Harry would be saying things to Casey like, my man, I think you ought to, you know, find out what you're talking about, my man. You have to listen to that interview.
Is Harry not the most dim-witted majority leader in the history of the United States Senate? I mean, the guy is utterly dim-witted. And his little staffers who listen to my show, one of whom tried to call in once, not on the air, but behind the scenes, to complain about the way I was treating him.
Yeah.
I popped him on the air real fast because he didn't expect it. And then he hung up and went away. His name was Raymond. Now, Raymond never called back again. Where is Raymond? Coward.
Yeah.
And Harry, you're welcome anytime on the Mark Levin Show. It's not going to be an easy interview. Might be a little tough, but you're a former boxer. You can handle it, Harry.
I have a wild hunch. I could be wrong in this. I've been wrong before. I have a hunch that he probably wouldn't come on with you. He wouldn't go on with Rush. He said some very nasty things about Rush and about you, and I just don't think he's or with Sean. I don't think he's not going to be on with any of you guys. And after this last go-around, I probably wouldn't be on with Casey for quite a while either, I have a hunch. You know, and Casey was nice to him, by the way.
Yes.
He was more than a little bit nasty to Casey, actually.
Isn't it amazing? Isn't he supposed to represent the folks in Nevada? And he decides, I'll anoint you with my presence. I'll anoint you with my presence. No, you ask me questions. You're not allowed to interview me. And you ask me. These are guys that want to destroy talk radio because they say they can't get on. They're welcome on. And they won't come on because it's not that they can't get on, it's that they are utterly idiotic and inarticulate, and when they're seriously challenged, it becomes apparent. That's why they want to kill talk radio.
Well, no, you're absolutely correct, and you know what?
So when are you getting that raincoat that we all are supposed to sign?
I will look for a new jacket. I absolutely will. As a matter of fact, you know what? I'm going to tell you this right now. I wasn't going to say this, but I had an email from the guy who bought the jacket last time,
yes.
And he's had it encased and everything like that. He had the books from all of you signed last time. He had you sign the book on Sprite and everything, and all the books that were signed, and he has them all encased, and he wants to bring them all down to the event this year and sell them all and put all the money into the same cause once again.
Isn't that amazing? Well, when are you going to have me in your wax museum there? I've been in that wax museum.
Yeah, we have Harry. We have Oscar in the wax museum. You know that.
You have Oscar.
Yeah, Oscar Goodman.
Oscar Goodman. Yes,
our mayor. Yeah, yeah. He was just put in this past week, so he's now in wax. So you want to be in that wax museum too?
Well, Oscar, how do you know if he's in wax or not? To be honest with you, actually, he's a pretty vibrant guy, isn't he?
He is a very vibrant guy, and he was standing right next, in the picture of the paper, he was standing right next to his wax figure, and they're both holding the martini glass, and you really couldn't tell which one was the wax figure and which one was the mayor at the time, but they both, no, he's a great mayor, probably the best spokesman we could have for Las Vegas. And you heard Rush talk about him the other day on the air, saying that Oscar had called him up and said, listen, if you want to move out of New York, like you say, and you want a respite from Miami when you have the hurricanes down there, come on over here and join us in Las Vegas. We don't have any.
He is moving out of New York, and that's no joke. And people are, and I actually talk about this in the book to get serious for a minute. One of the important things about federalism that Obama wants to destroy is that sometimes states become so unbearable, people get up and they move. And they have throughout our history, whether it's slavery, whether it's wages, and now whether it's taxation and government, you know, government abuse of the individual. Michigan is depopulating itself. New York is depopulating itself. California, apart from illegals in terms of citizens, is depopulating itself, as you in Nevada know. These are very, very serious issues. These states are so out of control. But the good thing is mobility. We can get up and leave if we must. The problem is with Obama, when you're destroying an entire nation, what are you going to do? Go to New Zealand? That's a problem.
That is a big problem. Listen, Mark, we're at the end of the segment, and I've got to go for the news and everything like that. But I want everyone to check out Liberty and Tyranny, A Conservative Manifesto. You said it will be back in the
it's
sold out, so it'll be back in the bookstores today, you said.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
Number one nationally. You've got to check this book out. And also, of course, listen to Mark every day live at 3 o'clock right here on KXNT. It's been an absolute pleasure having you on. Look forward to seeing you at the big concert in August here in Las Vegas.
I always enjoy it, Alan. My best to Jack and the whole gang there. God bless Las Vegas.
Mark, take good care, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
All right. The great one, Mark Levin, joining us here live on News Radio 840 KXNT.